This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Why was that so important to you? And I think I also heard you mention it was kind of like the start of the kickoff of your foundation.
Yeah.
What is your goal there?
Well, I think when I was in Denver, I was out in the community in Denver a lot, just spreading positive energy. And so, obviously, COVID hit, and, you know, I wasn't able to do it in New Orleans. And then I got out here, and I reached out to my foundation and pretty much told them, like, all right, let's get the energy back started. And so we're able to visit Harriet Tubman Academy, which is a school, I think close to downtown Denver. And I was able to go over there and do yoga with the kids and just have fun with the kids. And for me, like, that just does so much for me, because, you know, obviously, you know, how I was raised and how I grew up, I just feel like the platform that I have, you know, why wouldn't I give back to the kids, right? And so to go over there and, you know, put smiles on the kids' faces and be able to spread positive energy, that's what I'm all about, because I feel like you get, like, the energy that you put out, you get back. And so I'm very big on that. And so to be able to, you know, relaunch my foundation, also partner up with Double Up, food program, which is a program whose initiative is to give food to low-income families, that's huge as well, because, you know, like I said, when I was growing up, you know, sometimes we didn't really have, you know, food on the table as well. So to be able to, fast forward, you know, 20 some years, and here I am, you know, with five cameras in my face or six cameras in my face, trying to give back, because I know what kids are going through, and I know what families are going through, and I know about tough times, and I know there's people out there struggling. So, you know, with the platform that I have, you know, I just try to give back as much as I can.
How big is that? Just also someone of your caliber showing up for kids of color that you said are low income.
Yeah, 100%.
That don't get to see these types of players. Or
yeah, exactly. And I think that's the biggest. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, going to talk to the kids is just to show them that I'm no different than them, right? Like, I told them, I was sitting in the same chair that you guys are sitting in, right? And I had probably some of the same problems you guys have. I said the difference is, I just wanted to be successful, and I wanted to be somebody. And so, you know, I just encouraged them to want to be somebody, whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be an NFL player, doctor, lawyer, whatever you want to do. Just try to be the best at it and work as hard as you can and try to go to college. And, you know, I kind of told him what my uncle told me. You know, I remember, you know, my mother and my father really wasn't there. And I remember my uncle looking at me and telling me, he said, the world don't owe you anything. Anything you want, you got to go and get. And he said, and that doesn't mean you need help. Why can't you do it on your own? And so that kind of woke me up. It's like, I'm going to do it on my own, right? Like, I don't really need no help. What help do I need? I could do it on my own. And so, you know, that's the kind of, you know, energy I was kind of spreading to him.
The program you partnered with, are they local to Buffalo too?
Yes.
Through
my foundation, yeah. The people who overlooked my foundation, they reached out to us, and, you know, we said, man, it was a great initiative that we would love to be a part of.
Week one, there were some questions, obviously, with the deep ball with Josh Allen. Week two was a lot better.
Yeah.
How do you feel like that connection between you two have been so far with two games?
Yeah, I think it's growing, right? I was talking to Steph, and I was talking to Josh, and, you know, obviously, you know, we put up 35 points, but there was some plays that was left out there. And I remember telling Josh, I said, at the end of the day, like, we're not going to be able to score on every single drive, and we're not going to be able to complete every single pass. But I told him this, I think Monday after the game, I said, But the good thing is Wednesday we coming back out here and we're going to work as hard as anybody in the world at trying to get better and try to grow the chemistry. And so, you know, hopefully it shows up on Sunday and we hitting on every pass and we go 30 for 30. But the chances of that happening is slim to none. But, you know, at the end of the day, the objective is to get a win. Yeah, I had to read it. So I was supposed to go in and block the backer, but then I saw the lineman come out and block him. So I just kind of sprang up to the next guy, play football, and next thing you know, I hear Motor just dash right past me. And once he dashed right past me, I was just like, man, that was almost sweeter than scoring a touchdown. Like, it was crazy. Like that kind of block to spring somebody to go an extra 40 yards. It was probably one of my favorite plays of my career, you know.
You know, I mean, in an offense, and this is nothing new in your past teams, but I mean, playing so much 11 and 10 personnel, and I mean, you're not going to spring a block unless one of you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
The cornerbacks are filling.
Yeah, exactly. That's always been the rule. The receiver is what really makes it happen and go 60, 70 yards, and so. You know, I play a lot of football. Been a lot of different offenses. Obviously, this is kind of a run and shoot offense. But you know, the year we went to the Super Bowl, we were kind of in a play action Gary Kubiak type offense where you got to go in and block all the time. So, you know, that's what I'm used to. So I guess I'm a multitude of all the offenses I played in.
You mentioned you know, not going or trying to go 30 for 30, and it might be unlikely. But Josh is kind of a perfectionist. Tough on himself when he doesn't go 30 for 30. He said yesterday that Stephon he can notice that when he's like that. Have you noticed that in him too, that you know he wants every play to be perfect?
Of course. Yeah, of course, and that's how you want it. But at the end of the day, that's not how it's gonna happen. But you also want a guy who, you know, if he does incomplete a pass, obviously he's upset about it, right? Because we're all competitors. And they're like, yeah, you want to win, but you also want to play the best. You want to have A pluses every game that you play, right? And so we respect him for that. But at the same time, it was 35. We put up 35 points. And Dave's, he pretty much said last year, right, during the season, they put up more than 35 points only four times, right? And so you can't really be upset about that. But at the same time, you know, you want to hit on those deep shots and those deep passes and whatever, you know, go 30 for 30. But at the end of the day, you riding on that plane and you send back and saying, hey, we won 35-0. And I got the following week to keep getting better. And so that's what it's about.
Knowing that your time was somewhat limited in camp and in the preseason as you were dealing with some injuries, where would you say that you and Josh are right now in terms of being on the same page chemistry-wise?
I think it's, I mean, well, on a scale of what, 1 to 10?
Sure.
I'd say 8.
Okay.
You're right.
So
like,
good,
a B. I mean, you think about the long pass and a couple shots from Miami, but, you know, for me, like I always say, it's a process anyways. And I said, trust the process. It's going to happen, right? We're going to have a couple A's. We're going to have a couple B's. We're going to have hopefully no C's, right? But I take the A and the A's and the B's, you know, as long as we win. Like, I just want to win, dude. Like, I don't care about stats. I don't care about – I've done it all in my career. Like, what have I not done in this league, right? And so, for me, I just want to win. And so, I just want to win, get in the playoffs, win, get to the Super Bowl, win. And, man, I'm going to chunk my two fingers up, man. I'm gone. I'm going to be on a beat somewhere where y'all sitting out in the cold weather next year.
Guys, talk about that when your quarterback's going to be facing probably some pressure from a four-man front.
I think we spent a lot of time talking about that with the Steelers of how we got to run our routes faster and get out our cuts and do that. And I think we're kind of dialing back on that talk now and just kind of focusing more on just doing our job. And that's across the entire offense, whether it's the offensive line, the quarterback, the receivers. Just do your job. And, you know, a wise man once told me, hey, it's just nameless gray faces at the end of the day. Who cares about what they can do? Just do your job and block, right? And so, and my job is to get open and catch the ball. So we trying to dial down on that talk of, oh, they have this guy and that guy. And the nameless gray faces that we just got to go out on Sunday and do our job. Man, not too many. I got a couple of them where I went in and cracked safeties and then knocked over safeties of being 175 pounds that I feel good about. But as far as like springing a running back over for, you know, 40 yards, like that's going to go down as one of my favorite plays 100%. I never forget that. Especially because like you blocking and you just hear, and like if you go look at the play, like I just kind of stood still, like dang, I really just sprung him open. It felt good. It felt really good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.